It's old faces in familiar places and new faces in new places. It's the same stingy Broncos defense.
Broncos rush five. Rodgers is going to be hit, and down he goes.
And a rejuvenated Broncos offense.
So it's a huge hole. 20, 15, Anderson 10, 5, touchdown Denver.
In the Zone with Coach Kubiak kicks off right now.
Welcome to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. Coach, let's kick things off today. The big headliner this week, we got a new tight end in the name of Vernon Davis, a two-time Pro Bowler. Take me through Monday when you got that news. Were you surprised? And how big of a lift is that to your team?
Well, I knew John was working on it, you know, but we were busy with the Colts as coaches and stuff. And he came down and said, hey, I think we got this thing done, and you're going to have a new guy on your football team. So we're all really excited. I mean, we know what type of player he is, and really stretch the field, run. We've been really battling with just two tight ends on our roster throughout the course of the season, which has affected us in some ways. So this really gives us a chance to settle down, and I know Vernon's very happy to be here.
He's saying all the right things, doing all the right things, trying to get himself ready, of course, still maybe swimming a little bit, trying to learn your playbook. Before we get your take on that, let's go ahead and hear from Vernon about what he's trying to do to get ready. Now, keep in mind, this was Wednesday's practice, so this is his first practice as a Bronco.
I felt like a chicken running around with my head chopped off. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. This is all new for me. It feels different. It feels like I'm a rookie all over again. I'm excited about being here. I can't wait to get out on the field and win games with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it is tough. And that's really our challenge as coaches, because, I mean, he's going to be there Sunday. Okay, now what do we do with him? How much do we give him? That's on us. So we got to put him in the right situation. But I'll tell you what, when you're as eager as he is to be a part of this football team, as excited as he is, the learning process gets sped up.
The size, the speed, great pass catcher, also a great blocker. Should be a really nice compliment. Are you anxious to get him up to speed so that you can
No doubt. I mean, that's why we did it. We know he can help us. He can really help us balance the field in some situations. So I love tight ends. I love working with him. I think it helps you offensively. So this should be a really good situation. And like I said, for us, it's about teaching very fast and getting him caught up with the rest of the football team.
You mentioned his ability to block. Let's stick with the Broncos run game right now. Last two games, you guys have went for over 300 yards, combined for over 300 yards rushing. Feel confident that that's where it needs to be moving forward?
Well, I think we've definitely improved. You know, we've had two good outings, and it shows, because when we run the ball well, we make big plays. And offensively, last week, I think we had 16 plays over 15 yards. That's hard to do. So that comes from running the ball. And Ronnie and CJ both ran the ball well, but our guys up front are getting better. I said, you know, you and I have talked through this, and I think we can continue to grow, and we're getting more confidence in what we're doing, and it's showing.
Broncos play the Colts. We're already 5 minutes into this show, Coach. I've yet to mention the fact that Peyton Manning is going back to Indianapolis. Just overall thoughts on a player like that going back to play against his old team? He spent 14 years there.
He's not going to talk about it.
No, he didn't.
So I did it for him when I walked in the meeting room on Monday. I know what it means to him. And, you know, it's a special career that he's had, and it's interesting that he's in the situation he's in going back there. But the players know that. You know, he's been playing extremely well for us, and, you know, for him to walk back in that stadium, go back into downtown, you know, it's got to be something really special for him in his career. So we need to play well for him as a team. We understand that.
Just like you said, he wouldn't say that he'd like to play well there, but you're saying it as well as your players have said it this week as well. Let's go ahead and hear from some of them.
I really want to get this one for Peyton, for 18, man, because, you know, for him to get a win against his old team in his, you know, in their stadium, I think would be huge for him.
I mean, I know it would mean a lot to him to win there on the other side.
We got a lot on our plate each week, trying to kind of figure out what we're doing and trying to get everybody here on the same page, and that's plenty to focus on.
That was his answer when we asked him about Indianapolis. Do you appreciate the business-like approach that he takes to this, to his job?
That's the only way you last that long in this league, you know, and you've really got it under control. And week to week, it's a new focus, new team, new game plan, and nobody does it better than him.
Maybe some questions early in the season about your vision and Peyton's vision kind of lining up on this offense. Certainly, I think last week's performance certainly sort of helps justify the direction in which you guys are going. Is your guys' chemistry still building and getting to the point where you'd like to see it go?
Well, I can promise you our vision's been the same from the start, okay. You know, where we want to go. You know, we knew there'd be some growing pains, and we talked through that through camp and, you know, as we got started, and then we had some issues up front. So that's reality, you know, and you have to work through that and be honest with each other and what's going on. And you know, our vision, we haven't even come close to what we picture someday, I can tell you that.
It's a really encouraging answer there from Coach Kubiak. We'll be back with much more from Coach coming up a little bit later to break down the Indianapolis Colts. For now, let's go back to studio where Raul Martinez is standing by with this week's Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos running game is starting to take shape and could be primed for a big week against the Colts and their 28th ranked rush defense. But one play you can't ignore is the subject of this week's Behind Enemy Lines. Inside linebacker DeQuell Jackson leads the entire NFL with 92 tackles on the year. The Maryland grad has been a tackling machine in his career. Twice, he has topped 150 in a season and seems like he is well on his way this year. But nobody has been as good as the Broncos defense this season. We've got another great stop of the game brought to you by the Colorado Quit Line. Early in the fourth quarter against the Packers, DeMarcus Ware off the edge, strip sack on Aaron Rodgers. The ball is out in the end zone. Green Bay would recover, but Malik Jackson there to pick up 2 points and a safety. Broncos defense scoring yet again. Oh yeah. Still to come on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak, Derek Wolf named AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Pack in this week's player profile. Plus, we'll take a look back at homecoming weekend for the Broncos 97 Super Bowl team. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.